Welcome to Wolf Den's Dogs in the Den, your weekly insight into the fastest sport on four legs. I'm here with JC. We're back. Three from three last week. Gee, it felt good.
It did feel good. I would have liked a bit of a better price and then not to go off when opening. All of them just went bang, just off the map, all those three runners. But that's all good. We got three tips again this Thursday night. And also I've got a lot of group action across the grounds.
Very good. Well, why don't we get into it? Our show rundown as usual. We'll get your Thursday set. We're going to talk about the Laurels Classic for the bitches on Thursday night at Sandown. We'll talk about the Silver Chief at the Meadows for the boys on Saturday night. And we'll also talk about the Hobart 1000, the Ladbrokes Hobart 1000. It reaches its culmination. And that's tomorrow night. So let's get into it. Have a look at last week. We've already touched on it. Three from three, they were all pretty short. The multi was $3.65. I tipped it on the Ladbrokes in our Ladbrokes Mates Mopot.
Okay.
So a few people shared in the spoils of that. So
well done to them.
Yep. Anyway, we're finished. Hopefully, we can finish off on a bit of a high. You've done well. You got the POT up to 6% from 5%.
It's very hard to get the POT up when you're flat staking one unit on odds on favourites, and especially when we've got over probably 200 sample size now. All the tips from the past 38 episodes. But let's not talk too much about last week because we've got to rip into this week. Let's go three from three once again. We head to Queensland first, Albion Park. Race 7, number 1, Valpolicella.
Oh, our girl.
Our girl, Valpola. I don't think she's made an appearance on this tip sheet before, but do you reckon she has? Yeah, I don't think she has.
I don't think you've ever tipped her as a Thursday set tip, no.
Anyway, well, she's absolutely flying. She's won her last two races over this track and trip by big margins, beating Garrison. The reason why I haven't tipped her very often is because she is always a very, very short price favourite, which I do understand. I do like them, but I don't want them at $1.20. I think this week she won't be that price.
What price do you think she'll be?
We've got Hara's Luna in first pick coming into this race. Adds a little bit more depth to the race. I think we might, she'll still be odds on, but you'll probably maybe get maybe $1.70 to $2. I think that's probably her range.
Yep.
I think she's got a really relishably fast tempo set by Hara's Luna, and she'll storm over the top of her late in the piece. Let's head down to Hobart now. Two tips, two winners. Race 6, number 1, Mile a Minute. We're about to watch his run in the Hobart 1000. I thought it was really good there. From box 8, just was unable to lead the race. Gets into a race now where he's drawn the red. Having a second look at the track. Should be able to lead, should be able to win. Race 10, number 1, Remember Tommy. He's won both his starts since heading down to Tasmania at Launceston in really fast time. Winning by big margins. Finds a really weak race here. I think he'll shoot straight to the front and be another winner for us. So I'll be very disappointed if those three dogs don't all go very close for you on Thursday night.
Great work. Let's now talk about the Group 2 Laurels Classic at Sandown on Thursday night. Just quickly tell me it's for bitches.
Bitches under the age of 30 months, Group 2 level, as you mentioned. $75,000 to the winner. And as you see there, we've got Miss Envy in box 5 for the WA team Shinner's current favourite, $2.15 with Ladbrokes. She was brilliant there. You see that 3 next to her name in the Melbourne Cup, running third behind Explicit. And she followed that run last week, breaking 29 seconds, 28.98. in her heat win from box 1. This race does have a lot of speed from the middle draws. Expect the likes of Sprightly Cian, Poor Ticker, Miss Envy and Rosie Marie all to push forward. But I have decided to go with the class run of the race and the current favourite, Miss Envy. As long as she gets through that first corner unscathed, she is the strongest bitch in this race. She is the classiest bitch in this race. And I think she is well on her way to win another group race and probably a lot more down the track.
Okay, very good. Let's move and let's talk about the boys. This one is a group one.
Yes.
We weren't really sure why that was a couple of weeks
ago. And no one has answered our question. So we leave it up to the punters and pundits once again this week. Why the hell is the Silver Chief a group one and the Laurels group two? But this week's race, you have got the likes of Giacomo from box 1, Iconic Jet box 6, and Epitomize from box 8. They look to be the main speed source in this race. The losers from the box draw for me were both Iconic Jet and Epitomize. If either of those dogs drew a bit softer, they're probably outright favourite, very short, probably between $6 to $4 and $3. Fortunately for both of their connections, they have drawn wide and they're going to have to do a lot of the bullocking work to get over. So with that, I've decided to land on the second favourite. Number 2, Deadly Avenger. He was really good last week, saluting, breaking 30 seconds for the first time at the Meadows, peaking at the right time here. Prior to that start, both his last two starts from box 2, he has defeated Field Day for Jason Thompson, who's an absolute jet, and he runs second to Big Energy. He was really well commissioned in that Melbourne Cup final just a fortnight ago. So I think Deadly Avenger, he's got a softer draw than Two Main Dangers, and he should be extremely hard to hold out in this Group 1 Silver Chief final on Saturday at the Meadows. That was a bloody lot of talking.
Great talking.
Great talking.
Let's move and talk about the Ladbrokes Hobart 1000. It's the other Group 1 event this week. It's on tomorrow night.
Yes.
We're going to watch the three fastest heats. And then
there were seven of them conducted last week. Seven winners and the fastest second made it through to this week's final. Group one level, $100,000 on the line for winning connections tomorrow night. And as always, standard procedure. Dogs in the Den, we've chosen the three fastest heats. So don't blame me if the superstar dog's been left out. We just go with the best recent form. And that comes from Inconspicuous here in box seven. This was heat number one of the night. He was really good here. Gravitational box two. You see her zoom right through underneath him, lead this race up. Bernie Burrow, box eight, was the main danger in betting. Gravitational, she's about to edge off the track here, which gives a really, really big run to Inconspicuous on the inside. Class, speed, power, all those three things come over the top there. Wins the race. Bernie Burrow, very important to note there, was the fastest second of the night. A bit of a sweating wait for connections. If you run second in the first heat of the night in fast time, you're just, hoping that you can sneak through to the final. And Bernie Burrow did that. No other dog throughout the next six heats run faster than him in second. So Inconspicuous for Anthony as a party will line up in this final and be really hard to beat.
Let's talk about a dog that's going to be very, very hard to beat as well. We're going to go to heat four and we're looking for Hotel Whiskey One from the five. There it is. Jumps beautifully. What did you say before? Power, speed and class. Well,
all
Hotel
of those.
Whiskey One has all that, doesn't it?
Yes, correct. And this was just another winner for Anthony as a party. Gun Victorian trainer on the night, had an absolute fill up. Two of his main contingent, both won their races, speared out, led easily. I've never seen a dog run the second section that he's run down in Hobart. I've followed the track week in, week out for the last 18 months. He ran 10.75 to the second mark. Would have to be some sort of record. Never seen anything like it. Mile a minute there in box eight. That's our Thursday set tip. Thought he chased very valiantly there in second. Just peaked on its run late, but we'll obviously take a lot of benefit towards that. And doesn't have to go against Hotel Whiskey One, who's got to be really hard to hold out in Thursday night's final.
They reckon a chance it might even break the track record.
Big chance. If you can reproduce those first two sections, his run home will definitely get a lot stronger. Very good chance to break the track record, Hotel Whiskey One.
Let's go to Heat 7, and we're looking for Flying Zulu from the white. Misses the start.
Yes, he did, but look, a little screw tail. Get underneath runners there. Got underneath. Not sure who that was in box four, but anyway, Orly Bell there in box one was the second favourite in this race, fellow Victorian runner. He's about to get underneath Highgate Alcy there in box two. Box four is... still forget that dog's name. How is that? Anyway, Flying Zulu is just off and gone, 25.65. The best part of his race was the close of that race. Orly Bell obviously looked to be taking some ground off him, but he ran home in really quick fashion. He does have to improve in that first and second section. I think he will do that. And that fourth runner is Interrogation. Remembered her name. Should know her. She's been really good to me throughout her career. So little brindle bitch, but she was completely outclassed there by the Gun Victorians, Flying Zulu and Orly Bale.
Let's bring the box draw and the market up and you can tell us what you are tipping.
Yeah, well, I think the speed in this race was a lot of it, first of all. But Trefusis there at $27, who was a winner in her heat at a really large price, she has blinding speed. I think from box five, she could potentially lead this race up over the first 20 or 30 metres, which I think will give a lovely cart for Hotel Whiskey One into the race. His second section was unbelievable last week. I'm sure with that run under his belt over the track and trip, he's going to get stronger than a run home. I agree with RI and other people thinking the same, where he is a very good chance to break this track record, given he does get a clean run through that first turn. And I think he will do that. I think Hotel Whiskey One is tremendous value, to be honest. Flying Zulu in box seven, as we saw there, he wasn't brilliant away and he did want to get back to the rails. So he's going to have his work cut out for him. I think the dog that's been a little bit disrespected there is Bernie Burrow. He did run second to Inconspicuous last week, but prior to that, he was really good in two runs, winning both of them. Goes from box eight to box two. Think he can potentially cross Inconspicuous, who isn't the most brilliant beginner. I know we saw him begin a little bit better there, but he is a bit tardy out of the boxes from time to time. So I think Hotel Whiskey won on top for me with Bernie Burrow running second.
Very good. All right. Well, that just about wraps us up. You've given us plenty to work with over the next week. So when we come back next week for the season finale, the last dogs of the den for 2024, not the last dogs in the den ever, but you never know.
You never know. I'm trying my Bradman best here, just trying to
We'll be back in 2025 for sure. But so we'll review all those races that we just talked about, and then we'll be all in on the Phoenix. The Phoenix is the last really big race of the calendar year. We're pumped for that. It's arguably the biggest race on the year. A lot of money. What is it, $1 million to the winner, right?
Plenty. More. Yeah. Who knows? Yeah. I think there's more. It'll be very interesting. There's obviously a few slots up for grabs. That Silver Sheaf final, you never know. One of the dogs like Deadly Avenger, Iconic Jet, and the Greeno dog in box eight, Epitomize. Those three dogs are little smokies against the Phoenix, especially Iconic Jet and Epitomize. They're both young dogs with brilliant first and second sections. We saw Iconic Jet for the Shane Train Williams trial, 29.50 at the Meadows prior to his run last week. Burns the clock to the first and second mark. He wouldn't look out of place, in my opinion, in the Phoenix, as long as he can get through and win this race, obviously. I think if either of boxes 6 or 8 win the Silver Chief, they are a sneaky chance to get gobbled up in the Phoenix, and they are a very sneaky chance to win the race.
Love it. Up the Den. We're going to see you next week.
Imagine what you could be buying instead. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.